Okay, so good evening. So as I mentioned in passing this week, I really thought about doing a shiur on Tosefes Shabbos. The mitzvah ben Torah, perhaps the mitzvah ben Torah, really the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is learned from Yom Kippur, and therefore it's a question, is it a mitzvah ben Torah, what the mitzvah would be for Tosefes Shabbos. That class, Yom Yirtzeh Hashem, will give next week. But what I was starting to prepare the sources is Gemara and Yuma, and other places for them, like there's a Ramban who talks about, well, Tosefes Shabbos has to be after Shkia. I think to myself, if I start talking about Tosefes Shabbos before Shkia, after Shkia, then they're going to cause a lot of confusion. And the truth be told, I'm always perturbed and annoyed when people think Rabbeinu Tam is like some kind of crazy chumrah. Because really, we'll learn tonight, whether one is machmir or not, Rabbeinu Tam is the opinion of most Rishonim in the sugyas of the Gemara. So it is very important. It affects the mitzvahs, Shema, Shabbos, Bris, Nida, Tainus, you name it. We're not even touching the morning hours, how it affects Kriya Shema and davening in the morning, which it does affect as well. But tonight, we're going to figure out what is Shkia, what is Ben HaShemashas, and therefore what is Seis. And if we figure that out, it'll be a lot of halachas will come out from this. So we'll start in the Mishnah, Lamed Alamed Aleph. The Mishnah says in Masechah Shabbos, Gimel Dvar Mitzarech Adem Loimer B'Tzarech Beitzo Erev Shabbos M'Chashecha. There are three things a person has to say in his house, Erev Shabbos, as it becomes night, while it's still day, because while there's still time, before it's night, Isartem, did you take off the Maaser on the Peiros? Now, in America, unless you're importing fruit from Israel, you don't really have this, but if you'd be in Israel, where the Mishnah was written, you gotta make sure that your fruits have Maaser, your food has Maaser taken off it. Eravtem, did you do Erevin? Heliku as Haner, if you light the candles. Now, if it's Safech HaShecha, Safech Ein HaShecha, if it is maybe dark, maybe not, i.e. Ben HaShemashos, this intermediary time, so there are halachas on Hilcha Shabbos that are affected. Now, when it becomes Ben HaShemashos, there are halachas. Now, the Gemara will then elaborate on all these things, which we're not doing tonight, but truth be told, all of these things are a major, major discussion, and they're brought down in Shulchan Aruch itself. So when it's Ben HaShemashos, there are halachas. One thing is Ema Asana Savali. So if you're in Israel, whether you haven't taken off Maaser, it's a reality, or you're at someone's house and you don't trust them, the kid is nodding his head, right? Like, you go there and, like, you don't realize, did they take off Maaser or not? Or, more likely, if you're eating at their house, you're at their house and you realize that they mentioned they use a Rabbanut of Ganon. I don't think it's the Ganon, but let's imagine there's Ganon, and you know that the Rabbanut of Ganon, the rabbi was a fourth grade dropout. He certainly doesn't know the first thing about Trumas and Maaseres. You don't use that Hechsher, and you want to make sure to what she called Iber Maaser again. Well, if it's Vadai, if he for sure needs to take off Maaser, you ended up by mistake or realizing the person didn't take off Maaseres, which is a serious severo to eat Trumas and Maaseres, which are not taken off. So you cannot do that when it's Benesh Mashas. Why not? Because you're fixing it on Shabbos at that level. It might be like a kelim. Same thing. Why can't you do tefillas kelim on Shabbos? Why can't you realize you need a fork or a knife? Why can't you do tefillas kelim on Shabbos? Because of tikkun kli. You're fixing the kli. You're not touching it. You're not doing malacha with it. You can't do tikkun kli. Ben Hashmashas is already a time. You can't be tefillas kelim. Beimat likens aneros. God, we actually discussed this about lighting candles. If you didn't light candles, if it's Ben Hashmashas, you cannot light your candles. Right? You cannot light your candles when it's Ben Hashmashas. However, the Mishnah says, but during Ben HaShemashos, now, well, you could ask a guy to light your candles for you. And that's actually, I mentioned a while back, if it's Ben HaShemashos, you haven't lit, ask a guy to light for you. The other week, one of my kids left a light on the room. So I got home, the light's on, and I know I have to play room shuffling when they get back, because you can't close the lights. You can't even ask a guy really to close the lights, unless it's a baby or something like that, where it's someone sickly. So I'm thinking to myself, So I asked my wife, I said, when did you realize the lights were on? Because she could have asked a guy during Ben HaShemashos. it would have been shvush to shvush at that point. She said, no, she saw it only a few minutes ago. So I was like, shucks. Right? So, I mean, it was too late anyways, but you can ask a guy during Ben HaShemashas. But not a Jew. But what could a Jew do during Ben HaShemashas? Zok the Mishnah, explain the Mishnah. Of a Meiser, and I said, Demai, you can take off Meiser on Demai. Let's go back to the case. An Am Haaretz, there's a halacha called Demai. We're not sure if they did proper Meisers, right? Because when you learn Meseches Demai, which is one of the Mesechtas in Surayim, one of the 63 Mesechtas in Shas, so we're concerned that Amia Aretz won't do Meister completely, or won't do Meister correctly. They're Chas Al Mamayna, they don't want to spend the money, or they don't know what they're doing, and they take off Meister. So Demai is a Suffolk. So if it's a Suffolk, in Ben HaShemashas, you can take off Meister on a Suffolk. You can Ma'arvin, and you can do Arvin. Now the Gemara will ask, one of the things you asked before Shabbos is to do Arvin. So why, if you could do it during Ben HaShemashas, what are you so worried about? It's a Gemara's kasha. The Targin is a Chamin. You can go and do a Hatzmara. You can go ahead and insulate foods. Now why is this important? Because the Gemara in the next Amud, once you see that Ben HaShemashas has important halachas, the Gemara then will deliberate what in the world Ben HaShemashas is, right? It says a term between the sons, literally Ben HaShemashas means between the sons. Well, what is that? So the Gemara on the top of Lamed Hamad Beis by the two dots is as follows. Tanu Rabbanon, our sages taught us as follows. Tanu Rabbanon, Ben HaShemashas, in this intermediary time, Safik Min Hayom, Umin Halayla, Safek Kula Min Hayom, Safek Kula Min Hayom. So it's this intermediate time. Maybe it's part of its day and part of its night. Maybe that whole period is day. Maybe that whole period is night. So what do we do? What's the halacha by Ben HaShemashas? Right, Matilin Oiso L'Chomer Shnei Yamim. We're gonna go L'Chumra for both days, right? Lots of nafkaminas, which we'll see. So we're going to treat it, whatever the chumr is, we'll treat Ben HaShemashas is. So if it's a question of Shabbos, it's Shabbos. If it's a question of Bris Milah, right? If a question of saying Shema, we're always going to go L'chumrah. Ben HaShemashas, we're going to go L'chumrah. That's because we don't know, right? And certainly anything dear, right? So you got to be careful. But what is this Ben HaShemashas? The Ezu, and the Gemara will actually deliberate more about, which we'll skip, but we're going to get to the basics, the nuts and bolts, as we say. The Ezu Ben HaShemashas, what's Ben HaShemashas? Meshatishka HaChama, when the sun sets, calls man Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. Right? The whole time when the east still has red streaks. Now, where does the sun rise and where does the sun set? Where does the sun rise?
East.
Sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So the Gemara will discuss what it means that by the east it's still red, because really it's going to set on the west. So it will actually qualify the statement. But there's still red rays of sun out there. So Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin HaKsif HaTachton. If you have to look at the firmament, you know, you look at a beautiful sunset, so that you can see it red on the bottom and start to get, you know, not up top or vice versa. So it's Ma'adimin HaKsif HaTachton V'lo HaKsif HaElyon. So it's still red on the bottom and not on the top. It's Ben HaShemashas. Hiksif HaElyon V'Hishul HaTachton. When both the top part of the firmament and the horizon and the bottom, it's night. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bar Eli, great student of Rabbi. Who's Rabbi Eli a student of? Please. We're on video, we're being taped over here. One of the great five students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli, right? It's over the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, right? So, Rabbi Nechemiah, who's a later student of Rabbi Akiva, he was not one of the five first students of Akiva. So Rabbi Nechemiah, Oimer, no. This Ben HaShemashas is Kadesh Yahalech, Helech Adam Ishtishka Chama, Chatzimil. He brings a second opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds is when both parts of the ferment are equal, right? It's night, dark. When one is light, one's dark, it's Ben HaShemashas. So Rabbi Nechemiah says it's the amount of time from Shkia to a Chatzimil. So tonight, a mil, approximately a kilometer, we're going to use as 18 minutes. Okay? 18 minutes mil. It happens to be, there are three opinions brought down. Truth of Deshan says 18 minutes. there are those who learn the Rambam in up to 24 minutes. Some say 22.5 minutes. Right? That, of course, that will elongate everything. But let's say 18 minutes. So Rabbi Nechemiah say, the amount that it takes to walk 9 minutes. Rabbi Yoisi,
regardless of when, summer or winter.
Regardless, summer, winter, north or south. That's what he says. 9 minutes.
Because how dark or light the sky is.
It seems to be, right? Just a flat out time. Rabbi Yoisi, who's Rabbi Yoisi ben Chalafta, also one of the 5 great students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yoisi ben Chalafta, Rabbi Yoisi Oimer, ben Ashmoshes, Keheref Ayin. It's literally a moment. It's a blink of the eye. Zeh Nechnatz, ben Zeh Yitzeh. The day ends, ben Ashmoshes for a moment, and all of a sudden it's night. Okay.
He's really saying it's meaningless then at that, because all these concerns that we had in the Mishnah, that you might do this, you might do that, I mean, none of that stuff can you do in a blink of an eye. So it's like he almost is making that Ben Ashmoshes period meaningless.
At this point, it seems that way.
That's that way.
Right. Yeah. Good gezocht. He said, well, for now.
Thank you.
So we're going to skip a little bit, because there's a lot of Gemara here, and I'm going to just really do the meat and potatoes. So tomorrow we'll elaborate on this, but what we need to see is the Azal Tamayo. Everyone see what that is? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of 34B. Mm-hmm. And we got it? The Azal Tamayo. They're going to follow their shitas. Because we're going to explain what Rabbi Huda Bar Eli, this Talmud Rabbi Akiva, if anyone ever goes up north, outside of Meron, it's actually a Pella. I was actually, when I was in Israel, I was like, I asked the Adam Choshev, I said, I don't get it. Everyone goes from Shemur Chai. Who's the Bar Lavi Paskin like? He's right outside, you know, Meron. People don't even know. He's like, beautiful kever outside there. I was by the Ram's kever. And by Relezman Herkines, and Eichman Zaka is right near. And people were davening by the Rambam, but the Tanoim were there. You know, people don't realize it. You know, it's the Chachmei Chazal. It's a fella. It's marketing. It's right. Okay. So the Gemara is now going to elaborate on these shitas a little bit. So for Azat Tamai, they're going to follow this one. It's Mashir Ben Ashmashos. So what is this? Bekama. So I'm a Rabba. Rabba says in the name of his great teacher, Rabbi Huda, both were Rosh Yeshiva Uf Pumpadisa. In the name of Rabbi Huda's teacher, Shmuel, this is Rabbi Huda Bar Padas, right? He's quoting the name of Shmuel. Shloisha Chalki Mil. Okay, that Ben Ashmashas, bottom line, Ben Ashmashas is three portions of a mil. A mil is 18 minutes, right? So, Frak, the Gemara asked the Gemara, my Gimel Chalki Mil. What does it mean to say Gimel Chalki Mil? Elaim etalsi paul gimilo milo. You want to say it's three halves of a mil? Nema should just say flat out milo mechza. It should be 1.5 mil, right? So it'll be, if a mil is 18 minutes, it'll be 27 minutes. So it doesn't say that. It doesn't say 1.5 mil. Elatlosa tilte milo. So maybe it's 3/3 of a mil. 3 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. So name a mil. Say a mil. Say. Again, don't make it into Chinese. That would have been 18 minutes. So it's lesser v'mil. It must be 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil. If a mil is 18 minutes, what's 3/4?
13.5.
13.5, right. 13.5 minutes would be... That's what it would be. Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef, who is the Rosh Hashiva after Rabba of Pumpadisa, Amar Rabbi Huda, said the name of his Rabbi as well, Rabbi Huda Bar Padas, Amar Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, a little bit different. Shnei Chalkimil, it's two portions of a mil. My Shnei Chalkimil, Elimi Trey Paul Gimil, if it's two halves of a mil, Lema Mil, just call it a mil. Vela Trey Via Mil, or maybe it's two quarters of a mil, so say it's Chatzi Mil. Ella Trey Tilte Mil, what it must be? Two thirds of a mil. What's 2/3 of a mil?
12
minutes, right? 2/3 of 18 is 12. So they both deliberate on that. So in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and I'll give you a little hint here, we're passing like Rabba, right? Ben Hashmashas is 3/4 of a mil. Clear? So far so good? Okay. We're going to skip again. We're going to go to the bottom of Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, 35A. Two dots. Everyone see back to that. Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel.
What page is it?
35A. Oh. It's Ein Zwei. It's about 10 dots. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. It says Rav Yehuda, name of Shmuel, Ben HaShmuel, just Rav Yehuda. The Ben HaShmosos of Rabbi Yehuda, we just said Ben HaShmosos is 3/4 of a mil according to Rabbah, right, which is 13.5 minutes, let's say, in the 18-minute mil. Kohanim Toiv L'mboi. The Kohanim could go to the mikvah during that time period, during those 13.5 minutes. Laman! Who could, well, Kohanim could go to the mikvah? Right, so we know that the Kohan, if they're impure, they have to go during the day to the mikvah, and then they have Heref Shemesh, then it becomes nighttime, and then they can eat Truma. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda says that in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, during those 13.5 minutes, the Kohan can go to the mikvah and afterwards eat Truma. Frak the Gemara, ask the Gemara. Lamad, you're going to tell me that according to Behuda? Didn't we just say that Behuda, that's Ben HaShmash, that's Sveiku. And how did we start off 10 minutes ago? And in Safek, Le Chumra, you can't. Shuma is very serious, by the way. You can't eat Shuma, it's not pure, it's serious stuff. You know, Mirch Hashem. You're going to find out. You're going to be very careful. Don't go to the mikvah, you know, during Ben HaShmash. Can't be. So the Gemara says, no, Ella Ben HaShmash. This is back to Judge's point before. The Ben HaShmash is Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi. Kohanim Toiv L'mboi. Right? According to Rabbi Yossi, all this keharif for ayin. And the Gemara is going to assume now that Rabbi Yossi, what really Rabbi Yossi is saying is, right after Rabbi Yehuda Shita. When Rabbi Yehuda ends, Rabbi Yossi begins. And therefore, during the 13.5 minutes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim would go to the mikvah.
He's really saying that 13 and a half minutes, we're going to say it's actually day.
Exactly.
So we were originally thinking that 13 and a half minutes is actually the Ben HaShmashos, whereas the Safek.
According to Biyosi, right.
But now we're saying that that's still part of the day.
Right.
Exactly. And Ben HaShmashos is after that.
Right. Does everyone understand that, by the way? That Biyosi starts where Rehuda ends. Okay. So the Gemara says, of course, but Pshita, well, that should be simple. Mahal de Seima, I would have thought like judged in the beginning. Mahal de Seima. What would you have thought? Ben HaShmashos, Rabbi Yossi. No, Rabbi Yossi really has a long Ben HaShmashos. It's Rabbi Yehuda plus. Right? It's terrifying. But of course, it's also including Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Yossi is only, his Ben HaShmashos starts where Rabbi Yehuda's ends, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda's time is daytime according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore they can go to the mikvah. Fine. Kamash Shalom, the Shalom, Ben HaShmashos, Rabbi Yehuda, Vahadar Masa, Ben HaShmashos, Rabbi Yossi. Omar Rabba Baruch Hanna. Rabba Baruch Hanna said, in the name of his teacher, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, very important over here. You ready for this? Says Rabba Bar Baruch Hanna, right? In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is Kerabi Yehuda Leyin Shabbos. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, like Shabbos, by Ben HaShmashos of Shabbos. Halacha Kerabi Yoyisi Leyin Shuma. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like Shabbos. So therefore, those 13.5 minutes, you got to be very careful. Ben HaShmashos, that Mishnah before, Malacha, everything very machmir, right? But for Truma, we go like Rabbi Yossi. So, Ben HaShmashos, Rabbi Yehuda, and Shabbos, we said, well, this statement, there'd be Rabba Baruch Hanna, by Shabbos, it makes very sense. Machmir, be very careful. L'chumra, Avali'in, Truma, Mahi, why would you, why in the world would you go ahead and say you can go ahead, be pass the Rabbi Yossi for Truma, which is Safik?
So they won't be starving on Shabbos.
So I take my
son. He wants to give them the opportunity to.
He's not starving to eat truma over here. If you eat truma, you're not if you're tummy, you have big problems.
But if he says that first period is still day.
Yeah, but why, if it's a machlikis, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, why would you pick Rabbi Yossi to do that? So Gemara wants to know, right? So Gemara's going to say, no, don't think it's not going to the mikveh. El achilas truma. That once that 13.5 minutes is over, it's nighttime, whatever that means, you can eat the truma. Once Rabbi Yossi comes, he can eat the truma. It's not talking about going to the mikvah to lo achlich to kohanim truma ad sham ben shosh Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara is not going to talk about nighttime. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel. Where is Shmuel the Rosh Hashiva of Shiran? Where?
Pumperita.
Where?
Pumperita.
Oh, for two. Narda. Oh, Rav was in Surah. Pumbedisa wasn't even open in Shmuel's time. It was a student, Rabbi Huda, we just mentioned, who opened it. It's all in the Chazara. Okay. So says Shmuel. Now, what's nighttime? Very important over here. We were discussing right now Ben Hashemashas. By the way, if anyone thinks they know what they're talking about after this Gemara, you don't. We're just getting pieces. So no questions why this is all connected. Because we're gonna connect it. This is so crucial. So pay attention. Says the Gemara. New point. Says Rabbi Huda in the name of the Nahardar Rosh Hashiva, Shmuel, Koichav Echad. If you see one star, Yoim, it's still day. One star, for sure it's day. Shnayim, you look at the sky, you see two stars. Oh, it's Ben Hashmashas. There's two stars out there. Shloisha, if you see three stars, when you're a little kid, I even heard in Hawaii they say this, right, Judge?
Yep.
See three stars, you're good to go. Shloishalalim, after us, remember, we live in the world of clocks and Q phones and calendars and you name it. We have all kinds of time devices, right? Those days, you need physical symbols to know when night and day was, especially when you're talking about biblical commandments, right? I mean, not only this Gemara we're doing today, the Gemaras and the rest of the Parak are very, very give precise physical realities in the world to figure out what's night and what's day. And the Gemara in Brocha says it as well. So if you have one star, it's day, two stars, Ben Hashemashah, three times it's night. Tanami Haku, so Bryce, this says Elbazak, the same thing. Koichav Echayon, Shnai Ben Hashemashah, Shloisha Laila. So Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Lo kochavim gedolim. We're not talking about big stars. You know why? Because big stars, Hanirim Beyom. You can even see big stars during the day. For Lo kochavim ketan are not really tiny itsy bitsy stars. Also, you have to remember, in those days, if you ever go out to the great wilderness, you see a lot more stars. Right? It's clear. You know, there's no lights. There's no electricity. It's much easier to see stars. Right? Happens to be in San Jose. I remember the first thing that struck me is I can actually see stars. You're on the East Coast. Anywhere from like Baltimore to New York, you don't see stars. It's crazy. Like I was in Philadelphia, I saw stars. Like, oh, that's a star. Like, you know, here it's actually much better than the East Coast as far as seeing stars. It's very hard to see stars at some level in these places at times. So, but we're talking about in a place without electricity, without fog, without smog, right? Without anything else, you could. This is symbols. Local commentary, abandoned. So we're talking about mid-sized stars. Fine. Rabbi Yosef says, if a person does malacha, means if you do malacha on Friday ben Hashemashas, and you do malacha on Saturday ben Hashemashas, chayav chatas, you're for sure liable, because you could say maybe it was yesterday, it was day, but then the other ben Hashemashas is, right, you're liable either way. The Gemara then will continue, will give symbols, other symbols, how you know it's Ben Hashemashas. Fine. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says. Now let's open the Gemara in Pesachim. Just to summarize over here, there's three opinions on Ben Hashemashas is. The three students of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Huda, who are going to Paskin like, and there's two opinions in Rabbi Huda, Rabba, and Rabbi Huda holds that Ben Hashemashas is 3/4 of a mil. 0.75 mil, which is 13.5 minutes. Right? Rabbi Nechemia said it's half a mil. We don't Paskin like that. And Rabbi Yossi said it's Karafayim. A blink of light, which we said, the Gemara says, is after the period of Rabbi Huda. The Gemara then said, we passing like Rabbi Huda. That's why Rabbi Huda is all important. The Gemara said, Amar Rabba Babar Chana. Rabbi Babar Chana says in the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yoichanan. Right? We passing like Rabbi Huda. Right? And therefore, we passing like Rabbi Huda. So therefore, we need to know what Rabbi Huda holds. Because Rabbi Huda says, the shear is 3/4 of a mile is Ben Hashemashas. The Gemara then said at the end, what's night? The Gemara said, if there's two stars, it's Ben Hashemashas. One star is day. Three stars is going to be night. What kind of stars? It's talking about
Benanim.
Right? That's the major points of this Gemara. The Gemara in Sadi Dalvinim and Aleph and Psachim, actually, we're going to jump into the middle of a Gemara, right? We're going to jump into the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara here is talking about how big the world is, the size of the world, etc. Very interesting Gemara in general. But we're going to go smack in the middle because we're going to see what's pertinent and germane. to us. And that is, remember Rabbi Bar Chana? We just quoted him, right? Rabbi Bar Chana? Rabbi Bar Chana. So we're going to go back to Rabbi Bar Chana right here. Kiha. There's an asterisk in it. It's about a fourth down on it. There's an asterisk, right? And the Masoras HaShas will say, Lot Le'al Tzali Gimel Mabez. Kiha de Rabbi Bar Chana. You got that? Yeah? Says the Gemara, Kiha de Amar. Because we're going to, through this, we're going to try to figure out how big the world is, but we're going to try to figure out what we need. Kiha de Amar Rabbi. Bar Chana, this is what Rabbi Bar Chana says. Rechon, Kama Mahalach Adam Beini Biyom. How much is a regular, not an Olympic runner, not a 90-year-old man, a regular, average Shmuel walk in a day? So 10 parsais. Ma'alos Hashachar V'Anetzachama. A parsa is 4 kilometers, 4 mil. Okay, so the average person walks from Alos Hashachar until Netzachama 10 parsais. Which means, so Alos Shachar Netzachama, Haymilin from Alos, you know Alos, right? Beginning of daybreak until sunrise is 5 mil. What's a mil? 18 minutes. How long is that? 90 minutes. Mishkia Sachama from Shkia until Tesa Koychavim. How long? Also five mil. So from says the Gemara from Shkia to Tesa Koychavim is 5 mil. It's 90 minutes. So the Gemara calculates it. Then the Gemara says, "Meisi de Rabbi Huda." No, messing up. And he says, "Alav shorakia echem asar biyom teida kama mahalch alim beini biyom." How much does the average guy walk in a day? Eser parsois from alois hashachar to alois hacham is how much? Arbas milin, 4 mil. Mishkia hacham at sechavim arbas milin, and also from shkia until teisa koychavim is 4 mil. So who's this Macy? Who's this person over here? Rabbi Huda. Who's Rabbi Huda? Who's Rabbi Huda? Student of who? Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Huda Bar-Ilai just say over here? What did Rabbi Huda Bar-Ilai just say over here? What? Then what's what is the period from what is Shkia to Tetzav Chacham? How long is that? What's Ben Hashmashas essentially? 4 mil. How long is 4 mil in our world? 72 minutes. Okay. So you just read this Gemara over here and said, how long is it? 4 mil. What did the Gemara on Shabbat say?
Three quarters
is 13.5 minutes. Excuse me. Gemara in Pesachim, 4 mil, 72 minutes. Gemara in Shabbos, three quarters of a mil, 13.5. This is a major stira. The Gemara in Shabbos said we pass like Rabbi Huda. So what in the world does Rabbi Huda hold? Here Rabbi Huda is saying we look at Shkia to Tseis as 4 mil. That's a huge difference, right? It's not like make a difference by it's going to make a difference on every halacha where night is connected to, right? Because remember, many halachas revolve around day and many halachas revolve around night. And we just saw the Mishnah and Shabbos, even Ben HaShemashas, the Nafkamina is by Ben HaShemashas as well. So here Rabbi Huda is saying it's 4 mil. Shabbos, he's saying it's three quarters. And we're passing like, we know we pass like Rabbi Huda. That's what the Gemara says. So how do we answer this up? Says Taisus over here, first in Pesachim. Rabbi Huda Oimer Mishkia Sachama Ad Tetzu Kochavim 4 mil. Rabbi Huda says Mishkia Sachama to Tetzu Kochavim is 4 mil. Kosher Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, where's Rabbeinu Tam from? There's no Frenchies here. What? From where is he from? A dinky town called Ramapart, North France. Today I think it's like 400 people that live there. Right? But he was the greatest of the French Taisvises. The greatest, the Marshal says he was the greatest Rishonim. Okay, so tonight we're going to learn what Rabbeinu Tam is. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Kashul Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Besayif Bamem Alikin, right? At the end of Bamem Alikin, which we just learned a few minutes ago, Amar Ezer Ben Hashmashas. He said, what's Ben Hashmashas? Mishetishka Chama, Kozman Shepim Mizrach Ma'adim, when the time the sun sets, when the sun goes down onto the horizon. As long as there's still red rays coming out, Divrei Rabbi Huda, Maskin Hasan, we end up there explaining how long is that? The Ben Hashmashas to Rabbi Huda till to Revi'i Mil. It's 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes. V'hacha, and here, Ka'amar Rabbi Huda Gufei Arba Mil. It's a stira in the sugyos. Says Rabbi Tam, right? Everyone following? Following, Andrew.
So far, yeah.
So far, okay, Gavaldik. right? Stira. I have confidence. So v'yesh lo yimar. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to answer. And for Rabbeinu Tam, explains Rabbeinu Tam, d'ha'cha ka'amar mitchila shkia. Here we're saying from beginning of shkia, likanes be'oivera harakia, ad delaila, dalin meaning. So Rabbeinu Tam says from this Gemara in Pesachim, which says there's 4 mil between shkia and Tzitzur Kochavim, it's from a Tchila Shkia. The sun goes down on the horizon until Tzitz is 4 million. But there, Hossam, there, Mesecha Shabbos, Ka'amar Mesef Shkia. It's talking about Seif Shkia. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two Shkias. One Shkia, two. Okay? Mesechas Pesachim is talking about the beginning of Shkia. Shachas Shabbos is talking about the end of Shkia. Okay? So they're talking about two separate things. A little bit fuzzy here. If you just see this Tysus, wait, one more Tysus, then you ask, okay? It's a little bit fuzzy. If you just see this Tysus, it'd be very hard to know what Rabbeinu Tam is talking about. Right? But let's see the Tysus in Shabbos, which we, back to Shabbos, Lamed Hei Med Aleph. Because Tysus in Shabbos asks the same question, although here he's more verbose and clear. Trey tilti mil, 2/3 of mil. This is first big tesis on Lamed Hay, 35A. Everyone following? You got it. Says tesis kasha. It's problematic. Dahaka here in Mesach Shabbos. Mashma the Bishkiya Sachama Laila Laka Rabbi Huda says El Tal Slots Rabbi Mil, only 3/4 of 1 mil, 13.5 minutes. Rabbi Huda Gufa Rabbi Huda Bar Eli himself in Psalch and Perik Mishaya Tamidaf Sadi Dalam Aleph Savar Shkiya Sachama Ad Seisa Koychavim Arba Milin is 4 million. It says Koychavim Laila Seisa Koychavim Laila. Is Lila who? Where do we see Tzitzur Kochavim as Lila? Can I reiterate Parakam and Pesachim that night is Tzitzur Kochavim? You can't start Seder until when? Tzitzur Kochavim, right? We actually paskin also in Brachos, you can't say Shema until Tzitzur Kochavim, right? Which he'll bring that in a second. Can we remember the Kra, as the Pasuk says in Nehemiah? This Pasuk in Nehemiah is brought in the beginning of the first. Right, first two, I think, of Hey, Dalad and Brachas, that Vanachnu Oisim B'mlocha, the Pasuk there in Nehemiah talks when they built the walls of the second Yerushalayim again. The walls in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, they built the walls and the Samaritans were attacking them. And it says that we did it until Lila when the stars are out. So that from that Pasuk in Nehemiah, we learn that it's night when the stars are out. So says Rabbeinu Tam, So there, it says Kochavim is for sure Laila, right? We saw how many Kochavim? We saw 3 stars, right? But that's what Tetzel Kochavim, it's Laila. So we have a Stira again. So we have Rabbeinu Tam, but here he's going to explain it better. V'oim Rabbeinu Tam, Tahot Samari B'tchila Shkia, right? There it's talking about Tchila Shkia, which according to Rabbeinu Tam has no Nafkamina halacha. What we call Shkia. We're worried about Shabbos. The Shkia doesn't exist, Rabbeinu Tam says. It's a marker, right? Tonight, don't do this, because if you don't get stoned by other people, I'll stone you in the shul if you do this. But technically, according to Rabbeinu Tam, after Shkia, you can drive off the shul. not 1 minute, not 2 minutes, not 3 minutes, not 20 minutes late, not 30 minutes late after Shkia, not 40 minutes late. Not 50 minutes late, not 55 minutes late, okay, not getting close, right? But Tchila Shkia is all the way up to right before Bereshit Rosh Hashanah. So if 72 minutes is night, because that's 4 million, and 13.5 minutes is Bereshit Rosh Hashanah, so when does the second Shkia go? 58.5 minutes. Says Rabbeinu Tam, those first 58.5 minutes after Shkia,
still day.
Still absolutely positively daytime.
Fantastic.
Daytime. Don't leave now. Change your whole life in the wrong way. Right? 58.5 minutes is absolutely day according to Ben Ham. right? And he says, that what real shkia is when there's nothing left, and that's 58.5 minutes after the beginning of it is when it's been a shmashes for 13.5 minutes, and 72 minutes is seisel chavim nighttime. Okay, this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is the opinion of the Rambam, it's the opinion of the Rosh, and the opinion of most of the Rishonim. Most Rishonim say like Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam. Most Rishonim hold like this Rabbeinu Tam, right? And therefore, we're going to see in a minute, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can go, you can take your wagon, he didn't have any cars, you can take your donkey, way after Shkia, not a problem. Nishta problem. Did they do that in Israel after Shkia? They go driving around 45 minutes.
Maybe Sekulim.
Maybe secular. They're saying they're Rabbeinu Tam.
Right? Are we saying they actually hold that way? They just did Paschim that way?
No, they held that way. We're far from that right now. This is Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to say the Vilna going outside for a second, because if you look at the Vilna going the Bera Gra and Reish Samach Aleph, the Gra is hard, but this Gra is really hard. And we're going to get to the Gra the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes in a minute. The Gra learns this Gemara's radically different. But I'm going to say the Gra's opinion, but not only does the Gra learn this way, you know, people talk about the Balatanya, the Gra. The Balatanya says the same way as the Gra, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. And what the Gra is like, by the way, it's like some Rishonim, but all the Goyinim, going back, Rav Shrira Goyin, Rav Hai Goyin, Rav Nissim Goyin. So very often you'll see the opinion of the Goyinim on the Luach. The Gra is essentially is the numbers of the Goyinim, although his Svara is different. So I'm going to just say the Gra Svara. Says the Vilna Goyin. How did Rabbeinu Tam learn this here? Explain to me the difference between Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Pesachim. If you're giving a shir, if you're going to analyze what's the difference between Shabbos and Pesachim, what's Rabbeinu Tam say? What's his variable? What's different? He actually changes what Shkia is. He says Pesachim is one form of Shkia, right? Shkia A, and Shabbos is Shkia B. So if you're learning the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam, at some level, saying there's two forms of Shkia, right? The little guy says, no way, Shkia is Shkia. There's no two Shkias. There is no two Shkias. The little guy's going to tell you, show me anywhere in Shas two Shkias. You want to answer me, Tom? Shabbos is talking about one Shkia. Pesachim is talking about another Shkia. It doesn't state this. It doesn't say anywhere the Gemara two Shkias. It doesn't say that anywhere. So what does it mean? The Gemara is, how do you answer Rabbi Huda for doing one Masechta and another Masechta? Says the Vilna Goyin, what it means to say is that Shkia is the same, and 13.5 minutes is Ben HaShemashis. After 13.5 minutes is night. It's not even a Shiloh. It's Vadai night. So what's 4 mil? 4 mil, says the Vilna Goyin, is just telling you where it's Tseis HaKochavim when all the stars are out. It doesn't say Tseis Shloisha Koychavim. It doesn't say Tseis Shloisha. It's all the Koychavim. Right? And the Pais can discuss why this makes a difference, but it's not so simple. What about Tseis HaKochavim? But it doesn't say Tseis 3 Koychavim. What the Vilna Goyin says, 72 minutes is Tseis HaKochavim, right? Tseitz HaKochavim means all Kochavim. Therefore, according to the Vilna Goyin, and the Goyin, and the Baal HaTanya, and many, many other Achreinim, 13.5 minutes after Shkia is night. It's night, night, night. And Ben HaShemashis is from Shkia until 13.5 minutes. Do you understand the scope of the difference of how the learning Gemara is over here? The amount of time difference? And we're talking about Shabbos, if there's a bris, what time the bris is going to be, because we know that the bris has to be on the 8th day. Let's say a baby is born on Ben HaShemashis, where there's a halacha. You know, the halacha is there are really two cases where a baby doesn't have a bris on Shabbos, even though it's the 8th day. If it's born on Ben HaShemashis, you can only do it b'yom, or if it's a C-section, or sick. I'm talking about a healthy kid, right? C-section, or if it's born on Ben HaShemashis, you can't do it on Shabbos. So what's Ben HaShemashis? According to Rabbeinu Tam, if a baby is born 25 minutes after Shkia on Friday night, when's the bris?
Friday.
When?
Sunday. Friday.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, the baby is born Friday night, 25 minutes after Shkia. When's the bris? According to Rabbeinu Tam, I'll try to get, when is Friday? It's day! Friday! It's daytime! Right? According to the Nola Goyin, the baby is born 25 minutes after Shabbos. When's the bris?
Sunday. Shabbos.
Shabbos. 13.5 minutes. It's over. Shabbos. That's what day the bris is going to be. Right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the baby is born 60 minutes after Shkia on Friday night. When's the bris?
Shabbos.
No!
He's 58 and a half, he says.
It's then Shmashas.
72 minutes
is night. So it's Shmashas. You got to push the Sunday, right?
So what's 58.5?
That's when Shkia, the first Shkia ends, the second Shkia begins. It's the second Shkia ends. First Shkia is at Shkia, what we call Shkia, the second Shkia ends at 58.5. That's when all the rays go down and you're into Ben Shmashas time. Right? So major differences. When is Shabbos? There were Hasidic communities till 70 years ago. Till 70 years ago in Hungary, there were Hasidic communities that kept Rabbeinu Tam Ligamre. Doesn't exist there, which you'll see. And they didn't bring, they didn't have Shabbos. They were doing Malacha after Shkia, until 55 minutes after Shkia, right? Lani had a hospital, by the way. The Klausenberger Sons was the last holdouts. You know, you call Laniato Hospital, the Sons of Hasidim, the main hospital in Netanya is run by Hasidim. It's the Klausenberger Rebbe, that's all started. You can't call in there before 72 minutes. Right? Because they may use Shkia now, but they don't, Shabbos, they used to take 72 minutes literally. So this is a tremendous nafkamina. Tremendous. And by the way, it also affects Krishma and Shabbat, we're not doing that today. So let's look at the Machaber. Machaber says, Dr. Shabbos. Reish Samech Aleph. Says Rabbi Cairo, Sif Beis. Now remember, what's Tosefta Shabbos will also be affected. I'm not going to focus on the Tosefta Shabbos parts right now. We're focusing on Shkia, Ben Hashmashas, Tzitzit Chama. Look what he says over here. It's a Sifes. Yesh, Oyrim, Shetzarech, Lahoysim, Echolakai. This we say, you have to add on to, from the weekday into Shabbos. Uzman Tosefa Zeh. What is this Tosefesh? It's Mitchilas Hashkia. From Tchilas Shkia, She'en Hashemesh Nires Al Haaretz. Right? Ad Zman Ben Hashmashas. Uzman Hazeh is Shloshamilin Urevian. Right. It's a cool Tosefes Oisa. If you want to do it, the whole Tosefes Oisa, Rasa Metzmina Oisa can do Avad She Yosef Ezuzman. To add a little bit on to Shabbos before it's Shabbos, Shivada Yom Mechol Kolish. The Shmir Ben Hashmashas is 3/4 of a mil, which is the amount that takes to walk 1500 amos before night. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Mitchila Shkia, the beginning of Shkia. This is Sifkan 20. Chaf. If you want, there's one over here, by the way. Vei Samach Aleph. Chaf. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Who adats Rabbeinu Tam? The Mechaber, Rabbi Cairo, paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, he happens to not paskin like Rabbeinu Tam at the end of the day, because the Shach brings down the Hilchas Mila. On Hilchas Mila, the Mechaber says that if a baby's born after Shkia, it sounds like the first 13.5 minutes, you push the bris till Sunday. So as a Shach, the Mechaber changed his mind. He ended up going like the Goyinim. Not so simple. But here in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber is clearly saying like Rabbeinu Tam. This is Rabbeinu Tam. It holds your Shtei Shkias. Right? There's two. Tchilas Shkia. There's only one Shkia. What do you mean? The Shkia and the Shkia. Shkia is a moment in time. Says the Chavetz Chaim that the Mechaber is going, there's two Shkias. Mitchilas Nichsas Achama Me'in Yanei V'Shokas. Who Nikra Tchilas Shkia. When the sun starts to go down, is it called the beginning of Shkia. V'Shoa Kedei, you wait Shlosha Milin Revia, 3 1/4 mil, right? That's 58.5 8.5 minutes. V'adayin yomu, it's still according to Ravina Tam and the Mechaber, Rabbi Cairo, right? Completely day. U'me'oz v'hala, then after 58 point, it's the second shkia. Then there becomes no more ray. It means even when the sun sets, there's still some level of light. There's no light at all. It's called soif shkia. This goes for another 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes, and then it is, which that period is ben shmashas, and then three stars come out, and it's night. The nimsha shladaito mitchilas hashkia atzeitz kochavim is 4 mil. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. We're doing one more Mishnah Berurah, and then we see an important Ber Halacha. Look at 23. Mishnah Berurah Chaf Gimel. 3/4 of a mil. Says the Chafetz Chaim again that Ben Hashmashas is 3/4 of a mil. V'hu le'erech reva shah. 3/4 of a mil is about a quarter of an hour. 13.5 minutes. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the Shulchan Aruch Hizkor B'Sivzeh. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Mechaber saying Rabbeinu Tam. V'siyata of a harbor Mirishonim. Many of the Rishonim. Sviruluhu. V'gam Hagra. And also the Vilna Goyin. Hiskim Hashitasam. The Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos begins the second after Shkia. That's the beginning. The 13.5 minutes begin at Shkia. Right? That after Shkia. Hayin Mushasha. Chaman Iskasa. And then when the sun goes down. There's no more sun. Even though it's bright outside. Because it's not. Right? It's not. It's. And that's when Ben Hashmashos is. The Nimshach Zmano, and it goes for 3/4 of a mil, 35 minutes. And then you have the three stars, and that's Laila L'chol Dover. After 13.5 minutes, after Shkia, is night L'chol Dover. L'fi zeh, yesh zar mo'oid, says the Chavetz Chaim, you better be very careful. Shlolasis malach acha sharcham niskatsim me'enenu. Once it's Shkia, you better not do any malacha, says the Chafetz Chaim. But fila malachas mitzvah, any even to do a mitzvah, kagon halakas aneiros, to light your candles for your suda Shabbos. Gam ken yizar, also be very careful to even finish your halakha before it's Shkia. To la'achar ken is after Shkia is already ben hashmashas. Right, those 13.5 minutes, according to the Vilna Gaon and many Rishonim, for the Chabadniks, for Balatanya, that's Ben Hashmashos already. You're gone at that point. Therefore, he says L'chatchila in L'hamtin Reg Acharon. Right, we're not doing tonight. We're not talking about Tosefta Shabbos, but he will now talk about making sure to light earlier, and we'll do that next week. That's what he says. Be very careful for Shkia. Now, let's get a good summary, and then we're going to hit home what we need to hit home. Says the Ber Halacha. Ber Halacha is, by the way, when you want to learn Mishnah Berurah, you have to do the Ber Halacha. Once you see the Gemaras, the Ber Halacha is beautiful. Kishmak. No, Kishmak is Shiran. That's Kishmak.
Kishmak is beautiful.
What?
Beautiful.
Tasty. It literally means tasty, but it means unbelievably sweet, right?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. it's all metaphors, that's right. Says the Ber Halacha, Mitchila Shkia. Everyone have this Ber Halacha? Judge, you have the Ber Halacha.
Not in front of me, but I'm listening very carefully.
Listen everywhere. This is important. This is going to change your whole life tonight. You're going to know what you're doing. Says the Ber Halacha. Tam L'chol Zeh. You know, my sister, Leah, who just had her second kid recently, when she was in high school in Beis Yaakov, asked me this. This is her homework. She's 12 years younger than me.
What is the Ber Halacha? Which one?
I don't know where you are, but this Tchilshkia says the Ber Halacha. Tam L'cholze, what's going on over here? Because the name B'Psachim Tzadi Dalet and B'Psachim 94 East in the Mishkiya Sechama Atzeitzakochav is Shir Dalet Milim. But Shabbos East in the Mishkiya Sechama Maschal Ben Hashmashas. And Mishkiya Sechama begins Ben Hashmashas. And he's just going to review the suya really quick, according to Rabbah, who we passed. V'amar sham, the meshach ben hashmashos is tlatsa revi'i mil. Ben hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. V'achar kacha v'layla. V'amrinan sham, that when it's three stars, it's night. Right? So again, in Shabbos, ben hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. In In Pesachim, it's 4 mil from Shkia to Altseis, and then 3 stars a night. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Visyaso, and all those who agree with Rabbeinu Tam, that there's 2 Shkias, Lechalach ben Shkia Zacham, and Pesachim, Shkia Zacham, and Shabbos, the Hanabis Pesachim. Actually, we can skip Rabbeinu Tam, because we've seen it a few times already. So go 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 lines from the thing, from the wide lines. So, Ayin L'Kaman, you know that? Ayin L'Kaman, 5 lines, the wide lines, the Berlacha. Simon Shulam and Aleph, Sif Hey, the Morgan of Ram, Mashma, the Morgan of Ram, Paskins, like Rabbeinu Tam. The Morgan of Ram, who is the foremost Pesach in Orach Chaim, he goes like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gedei L'Achrayinim. But the Gra, Aval HaGrazal, Choylik Al Shita Zu. The Herech Bekama Rai is the Shkia Sechama on Shabbos by Ben Ashmashas, who's also the Shkia in Pesachim. Don't tell me there's 1 Shkia. There's the same Gemara. This Gemara isn't Mechalik what Shkia is. And we add, the minute after Shkia, it begins Ben Ashmashas according to Eli B'Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yochanan Paskins on Shabbos like him. And Meshach Zaman Ben Ashmashas is Gimur V'Emil. So the Kushan Nechta Le'el, how do we answer what Tetzik Kochavim is between Shabbos and Pesachim? So in Shabbos it says 3 stars, and in Pesachim it's all the stars, which is much later, which is 72 minutes. That's what he says. Then he says, "Ukmash Shakatsav Agrobi Or Shashira Gemara." And by the way, the Gemara is talking about Ofik Bavel. If you're at the Bavel or Eretz Israel, is approximately by the equator. It's pretty much close to the equator, right? No. Not too far. What?
No.
We know.
It's not close to the equator.
Where is it close to?
Like Mexico.
What?
It's like Mexico.
And where's Mexico near?
Closer than here.
Right. Exactly. It's close to the equator. It's not on the equator. So we're north, right? In Scotland, is it a longer what time is Shabbos end there in the summer?
Breakfast time.
It's late. I mean, the farther north you go, the later things get delayed. We have to see when these 3 stars come out. We're not bekiyin. What's beinim? Sarach lahamtin ad katan. We actually have to wait until the small stars. That's what he says later on. She's a gra miyad. According to the gra, immediately after shkia, with the emes she tosso zos love chadash. The gra's opinion is not new, because the Maram Alashka brings down that this is the opinion of the goyim. The hamer Rabbeinu Shrira gon, Rav Hai gon, Rabbeinu Nissim gon, Rav Rama Chassid ben Sharam. They all hold like the gra. Gam shemashem maharif Ram and Rashi, and the shach brings us halacha. Okay, so look now at what we say, Vihine. You see that Vihine there?
How many lines now?
Oh, see.
It's the first word in the show.
First word in the line. It's a. My goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines from the bottom. He says, "This is the gra's. This is punchline. V'hinei l'mayisa b'vali tzarech lazar l'dasa go. We have to be careful of the gra. Shail of Shabbos, you gotta go look at the gra. Shkia, right, which is the minig of the entire Jewish world today. No community today, not Satmar, not Klausenberg, nobody today goes like Rabbeinu Tam. Beginning of Shabbos, it doesn't exist. Even though it did exist at one point, it doesn't exist today. Right? Shkia is shkia. Now, why that happened?"
Chumrah.
Well, it's more than Chumrah. It's because we all came together, and it couldn't be that some people were kept setting Shabbos different times. Happens to be a big shaila is, I mean, the Chassam Sofer, by the way. The Chassam Sofer writes in Pressburg, they were 40 minutes after Shkia. Right? It's not, but it's a big shaila how they did this, because at the end of the day, it's Mamish and Machlekes Rishonim, and how they went to Rabbeinu Tam Legamre, you know, it's a big shaila. Well, hold on. I want to finish this. It's a good shaila, Joel. Hold on one second. It's a good shaila. So he says we go past like the gra and the chalila not to do that way. the miyad achar tzkas shkia is mishah shachametz katzmi, and even once the sun goes down, which is what we call shkia today, is iser gomor lasas malacha, iser gomor to do any malacha, v'chatz v'shalom lahakol bazeh. God forbid to be makel after shkia, right? We don't light candles, we don't do anything. We treat it like that Mishnah we start off tonight in Shabbos. That is ben ash mashois, right? The suffik iser skila, it's a suffik iser diaraisa, right? Skila, but that's kohan or vasov. And he says, especially today, lavdafli in Shabbos, hu adin lechol davar sheish b'teira, shenaf gemina ben yom uvein laila, anything, where there's a naf gemina ben yom uvein laila, azlin lahachmir, to take it, if we say, we paskin, that minit shkia comes, it is nighttime. That means for hefsek tara, for a woman to check her bedikas. Right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, if a woman wants to do a hefsek tara, she can go 45 minutes after shkia to do a hefsek tara. Right? For bris milah, for, you know, when the fast starts, you know, when Yom Kippur starts, when Yom Kippur, like, you name it, and you go, then it's night and day, literally night and day, right? 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 And, like, anything, we're going to use the bullet. Shkia is beginning of Ben Hashvashas. Don't know ifs, ands, or buts. Then he says, I'm going to skip it. He says in another Bir Halacha over here, but for end of Shabbos, for the end of Shabbos, you have to go L'chumra, like Rabbeinu Tam. So starting like the Lagoin and for Rabbeinu, that's the opinion of the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbi. The Aruch HaShulchan. Where's the Aruch HaShulchan, the rabbi of? Where was he the rabbi of? He's the rabbi of Navardik. In Navardik. So he says, Hinei rabbi migdoyle oylem. Most of the gedoylem, and he quotes the Vilna Gaon in the Balatanya, were dochu shitas Rabbeinu Tam. They didn't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Mikol v'kol, techlitu, they paskin that miyad achar shkia is ben hashmashas. And after 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 is nighttime. He explains it also the Gemara and Pesachim. He says, "But Motzei Shabbos, noagim kedivrei Rabbeinu Tam." But from ending Shabbos, we go 72 minutes like Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. There was a great sage. His name was Rabbi Feinstein. He lived in the Lower East Side. Passed away about 30 years ago. And he has a tshuva. The tshuva says this. Zmani shkia, the times of shkia, ben hashmashos and tzeitzu ha'am. He wrote this tshuva to his son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler. Right? And he literally goes through this, what we just learned tonight. And what Ma'isha holds is what most, certainly Ashkenazim, go like in America. This is the psak from America. Right, you want to know what this shul and most shuls are going to follow? It's this psak. How Rav Moshe comes out in this sugya, right? Like with Rabbeinu Tam, with the Goyim. Because again, it's night. It's literally these differences are so important. When do we do the bris? When does the fast end? When does Shabbos start? How does it go? Right? Says so. It says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Kasher anachnu lo shayich shiyeh lanu hachra b'divrei Rabbi Sinai Rishon. He says you're talking about a machlekes. G'dayle Rishonim on both sides, right? Even though most Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Goyim hold like the Vilna Goyim, right? It says it's a huge machlokes. Actually, it's kushus al ezer shita lachin vada yesh lanu lahachmer. For sure, you have to be machmer. But in zman yeshkia, it takes the chachamim kechamer shtei shitas, which is what the Gemara really said by Ben Hashmashas. We have to be machmer for both. We go to Brooklyn, you have Satmar from Hungary, you have Chabad, you have Klausenberg, you have Sfardim from Syria, and you know, you have all Ashkenazim, Lithuanians, you have all, they're all there. Right? You can't have two Shabboses. They say, I've seen this in a few places, that when the Satmar Rav came to America, Rav Moshe called him in, and he says, because in Satmar, they until the war, they took Shabbos by Korban Tam. So the Moshe said to him, you have to understand, if there are two Shabboses here, there's enough Chilul Shabbos in America, everyone's going to follow the other one. It has to be in America only one. Happens to be anyways that to go to Beit Kula is a big Chiddush, because may hold that way. I saw Reb Harfenis, who was a Satmar Dayan, when asked today, could you ever be Mekel, says two words, and he explains, Chatz V'Shalom. That's his words. Chatz V'Shalom. This is if he would have been 100 years ago, he wouldn't have said that. But today he writes Chatz V'Shalom to be Mekel like Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbi says, you can't have two Shabboses. You can't go Lakula both ways. Now you can't. You're going to tell me Rabbeinu Tam held that way, the Rosh held that way, the Shulchan Aruch held that way. Don't make a difference. Happens to be many Yishayim and Achronim hold not that way. That was the Minog, certainly in Lithuania and Germany and many other places. And again, it's a kasha how he took Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. Gedele Oilam, I'm not going to the question. But he says, those who go, you can't do that. Yes, Afilu. Moshe is writing this in Tof Shin Lamed Tof Tes. This is approximately 30 years ago, right? There's many rabbis who shouldn't be rabbis, he says. Still today. That they're just saying things, you know, without any knowledge, you know, any knowledge. They don't even have paskin. You can't even ask them a sechta that they know. In America, you can't start saying Erev Shabbos also lasts malach, which is what the Chavetz Chaim said, and what is what the Aruch HaShulchan said as well, that the Erev Shabbos also is malacha mitchilas hashkia, from the beginning of what we call shkia, our shkia, safek diaraisa b'isr skila. It's a suffix, the rights of being in Skila. Began Nagu. Then he says, Lahakmer Bishol Tosefa Shabbos. We're also Makmer Tosefa Shabbos. I'm not going to do this next week. And the Yerayim Shita to bring it in early. But I'm going to skip that because it's not important for right now. He talks about when to light. Then he says, in the Motze Shabbos, you should wait 72 minutes. 72 minutes for Motze Shabbos. Achar Shkia. Ula Machmir and Beyoser. And for the people who are very machmer, 96 minutes. Because the Rambam's opinion is that it's 5 mil. He learns the Gemara differently. So 5 mil. So if you learn 5 mil at 18, it's 90. That if you learn 5 mil at 24, it's 120 minutes. If you learn 4 at 24, it's 96. So Rabbi Soloveitchik from YU, I think he waited 120 minutes after Shabbos.
So if you
were the Briskers in general wait that, by the way, to break Shabbos. That kind of no, I don't. That's like, yeah. But hold on one second. Then he says, le'inu kol makom shavim. Then he says, Rabbi Moshe says an interesting thing, which is actually a tremendous chiddush how this works. But Rabbi Moshe then says, I'm going to say it out, that really the 72 minutes in Europe was because Europe was a little bit higher. But in America, in New York and New Jersey, it should be 50 minutes. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is 50 minutes. Remember Rabbi Moshe says 50 minutes? So Rabbi Moshe says, Aval kafi shemat kama roiv ari America ukan asher chamisha minutes, 50 minutes after Shkio, kvar ko shamayim mlea kol chavim. It's kol al kol chavim is already 50 minutes after Shkio. 50 minutes after Shkia. And it's not different in New York 50 minutes after Shkia than it was when Rabbeinu Tam was writing it in France or for Poland at 72 minutes. Right? So it says in Moshe, already 50 minutes after Shkia, it's Tseis Kol Chacham, because if only going to opinion is, and really the Rabbeinu Tam, that's when all the stars come out. So it's all the stars are out after 50 minutes. You go after 50 minutes, the stars are all out. So it's a dark night already. So it says Rav Moshe, well, if it's 50 minutes is tzeis, then you have to break it up again. And what's Ben HaShemash according to the Vilna Gaon? 9 minutes. Everyone here, Rav Moshe, 9 minutes, can wash, you can stay tachanun up to 9 minutes, right? You could, right, because tachanun has to be said during the day, right? You could wash for shalosh shudas, maybe up to 9 minutes. You can do hefsek tahara up to 9 minutes, because that's already ben hashmashos. Like we'll see. Then he says, "Lefiza yesh lahatir motzi Shabbos after 15 minutes to if there's a tzairach." But lechatchila says Rabbi Feinstein, "Min haroi la'achar yosim adin." You should delay it to the 72 minutes, which is the little late Rabbeinu Tam, to wait 72 minutes. The kol shekhen lebnei Torah v'yir Hashem yisparach. Certainly, people who are bnei Torah, people who fear Hashem, we talk about Shabbos, should wait 72 minutes to break out Shabbos. Aval, even to bnei Torah, he says no reason to wait for 96 minutes like the briskers do. That's on Shabbos. Then he talks about the Meisha talks about another nafkamina, bris mila. Right, so bris mila also he says is by shkia. So if a baby is born after shkia, so Moshe then says maybe we can be mekel, right, up to the first 9 minutes that it's still day. Why could you say that, right? Because maybe we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, right? And even if we paskin like the Gra, it's still ben hashmashos. So if sveka, safik, it's yom according to the Gra, safik, the halachas like ben atam. So he says, if necessary, you can be mekel, it's that day, right? So up to 9 minutes. So if a baby is born Wednesday at 5:10, and shkia was at 5:05, so according to that, the bris could be on Wednesday, the following Wednesday, because, right? Because even though we pask in Shkia, Stark, what Stark is? Andrew, what's Stark?
Strong.
There you go. Right? We pass like it's strong. So, Lamaisa, up to 9 minutes, you could say Sveik, Sveika. Same thing by Hafsik Tahara, says Ramesha. Right? By Hafsik Tahara, you can also do up to 9 minutes after Shkia. Hafsik Tahara has to be during day. Here's one more just quick Shuva, and I'm just to tell you a couple of nafkamins outside. Ramesha says in another Shuva, Rabbi Eider. Anyone have Rabbi Shimon Eider? Rabbi Eider, he had all these books on halachas. He was a Rav in Lakewood for many years. So Rabbi Eider has like the original Hilcha Shabbos. We have some of them here. They're really like before Rabbi Collins books. There was Rabbi Eider. We actually have one on the art. Here, this is Rabbi Eider. When I see these type of books. Yes. Right, so this is Rabbi Eider. These are like the original halacha before Art Scroll dominated the market.
Pesach Tefillin.
Right, so Rabbi Eider was originally Lakewood. Actually, he went to YU and then Lakewood. So Rabbi Eider, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein as well. So Rabbi Eider asked Rabbi Moshe lots of questions. So he asked him a question. Listen to this. Let's say you pass like the Vilna Gaon for everything. Then could you still do a Hafsek Tahara after Shkia? So listen to what Moshe says. B'davar Masha Marti Yesh Lahakol B'dieved to do B'dieved to do Hafsek Tahara up to 9 minutes after Shkia, right? Vada, if you go like the Vilna Gaon, Af Lekula Motzei Shabbos, and you bring out Shabbos early, which we shouldn't do, then you can't rely on this 9 minutes. That's what he says. But then says Moshe Aval Tama Ani. I am flabbergasted. Who in the world said you can bring Shabbos out like the pin of the Gra? The halacha is like the Gra. He says even like the many Rishonim held like the Gra. You're going to be in a machlekes of this stature, of this nature, where the Rishonim and Gedolim on both sides, and the Olam is machmer, that you're going to take one opinion. The Adinan Shegedeli Olam, even the Talmidim of the Vilna Gra, even in Vilna, they didn't bring out Shabbos until Tzeitzah Koychavim like Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Moshe says. And Moshe then says, same thing would be by Shema, you should be Machmer. Same thing by all Deraisas, you should be Machmer like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, where Moshe holds Rabbeinu Tam is how many minutes? 50 minutes. Right? So according to Moshe, even though he says L'chatchila, even 72. So this is very important. First of all, let's say our shul. So what does our shul do? I did not create this. I think I'm assuming the Rav Lapin did it. But we daven Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos is 54 minutes after Shkia. What's the Svara? It was 72 minutes from candle lighting. okay, that's been since I'm here. That's what I was told. My first week I got here, I said, like, okay, well, tell me this manim. So I had the gatekeepers come to me, the kohantabs and everyone else. You know, since we've been here for 20 years, this has always been the halacha. You know, there's always people who want to shake the gates. It's in every place. So, you know, but, so what's the svar? Because I assume if you dive in 54 minutes after shkiva, by the time you're done, it's 72 minutes, right? But if somebody would tell me they have an emergency, Maisha says 50 minutes. Right? Yehuda Limach used to have to go to the Jerusalem grill to do kashrus. He already had a flight, you know. So technically speaking, 50 minutes after Shkia is okay, right? Just that you should wait 72 minutes. If you kriya Shema, right, if you stay Shema early you could say do it 50 minutes after Shkia, or others, that's what Moshe says, or really you wait for 72 minutes. There's always the famous question about a bris. How is it possible, now that we learned this, for the second born baby to have a bris later if they're both healthy before the firstborn? How would that be? How would that happen now? How did baby number two have a bris before baby number one? So imagine the following case. Baby number one is born 11 minutes after Shkia. Right? When's the bris? Huh?
Sunday.
Sunday. Right? Baby number two is born 27 minutes after Shkia. When's the bris? So mostly do it. Maybe we do it Shabbos at that point because it's
one on Shabbos and one on Sunday.
Yeah. But the first one goes first.
Right.
If baby number one is born 11 minutes, and baby number two is born 27 minutes after Shkia. So number one is a suffix, and number two is not, according to the Gron. Where we're going to come out like that. Now, according to Etam, not that way. So then you have to get a difference here to figure it out, right? If it have to be a more delayed, but you can still have other cases. Some will be mocked, some push this both to another. So you'd say baby number one is born 59 minutes after Shkia, baby number two is born 73 minutes. So baby number one would be, according to Rabbeinu Tam, a suffix. So this would be, you know, and baby number two is a suffix according to nobody. He would be a Shabbos bris, right? Happens to be. I had this question once. I should never have it again. The person was negligent, but if you would be in a dangerous situation, let's say you're in your car and you're driving, you're in a bad neighborhood, right? So we say like the Vilna Gaon, Chayv Skila, Meishim, Shruma, but let's say you're stuck a little bit. So there are Paiskim who would say you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam in a Mamash Shasa Tzarech. Right? Now Chalila, we would never light a candle after Shkia. But let's say you're driving in Baltimore or in Harlem, you know, in bad neighborhood, you're in Cypress Hills, you're in East Palo Alto. I mean, like, you know, you can't stop your car there. You know, it's dangerous. Pasha, dangerous.
For the whole of Shabbos.
Huh?
For the whole of Shabbos.
Well, it's not. What do you mean, Pikuach Nefesh? I'm saying, you got, if the Crips come after you, for sure you can drive wherever you want. Tell them to stop in your car there. You know, like, you know. Maybe, you know, the Pekuach Nefesh is not imminent. It's just a possibility of it. So there are poskim who say, in such a case, you can rely on the Benesh Moshes of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not saying that's universal, but these are all nafkaminas. I mean, according to the Gra, if this is 30 minutes after Shkia, you're talking about Chiv Skila, according to the Gra. The Gra holds 13.5 minutes after Shkia, you're a Mamash Navarian. It's night, it's Shabbos Kodesh. Rabbi Tom says it's still Friday. Like, you know, it's not mamish me kotza or kotza. The mitzvah, my own personal hanhag, when I'm asked ideally, it would say, let's follow this, right? Certainly, the best is for diaraisas to try to be machmer, you know, Shabbos and Shema for 72 minutes. In Lakewood, there's pets, you know, break Shabbos for 72 minutes. You'd be mamish kicked out of the city. You know. If someone would have a tzairich, no one's going to throw rocks at you, but it means you have to get some, you know. But 72 minutes is it. Because Rabbeinu Tam, they take Rabbeinu Tam literally. But Ramesha says 50. Ramesha's the Paisik of America. If he needed to, you have 50 minutes for Shema, for Shabbos, for all that. By fasts, Rav Moshe actually says you can be more mekel. Why can you be more mekel by fast except for one? They're all Tirabanan. They're all Tirabanan. They're all fasts are rabbinic except for one fast. Right? Which is Yom Kippur. So Rav Moshe says you can use the earlier Shita, of course, and fast for 15 minutes. And Rav Moshe says, listen to this, let's say you're having a poor fast, and I have given this to my own family members, and I should end up giving it to many people in the shul. Someone's fasting poorly. When's the fast over? According to the Vilna Gaon, by the way, when's the fast over? When's the fast over, according to the Vilna Gaon? How many minutes after Shkia is the fast over? 13.5, right? Vilna Gaon is 13.5. The fast is over 13.5 minutes after Shkia. The fast's over. We're first starting our first, it's over. We don't possibly that way, look, because we're also Choshen. She says, but what about a fast? Says, I'm actually Yesh Lahako, and we should call Shah Lafan of Lisanus till you can eat after 13.5 minutes. Right? Excuse me. So I think that's a Mamashat Sarach. He says, but you can be Mako like the Goinim after 41, after 38, like what we would say 58.5 minutes of time, according to 50 minutes, 41 minutes. So after 41 minutes, you could, which is Shita's Agoyanim, you could be Makel to break fast, which is what we do. It's when we have that first Tzeisik Ocham on the chart, that's the Shita for the Mikveh here. I don't let them in before 50 minutes, which, you know, unless it's someone not so religious and they're not going to go to the Mikveh. So then we use 41 minutes. There's all exceptions to that rule, if necessary. When they're, but that's the general. But all these halachas are very, very, very pertinent, and they all will come in next week with Tosefa Shabbos, because what Tosefa Shabbos will be will depends what night and day is, because you have to add on to Shabbos, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you add it in before Shkia, you've done nothing. Right? Think about it. You didn't add on to Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos. Yeah, it's so far away. And according to the Vilna Gaon, if you add after Shkia, what did you add? You already embedded a Shemashah, so you had to add before. Yeah, get in.
So the calendars in the U.S. for Litzah Shabbos, they have to be 15 minutes? What are they putting down there? What's their calculation?
If you look at the Luach, which I have in my office, they'll say Rabbeinu Tam at 72 minutes. They'll bring down Goinim in the Luach, which is about 40-something minutes. And then some bring Ramesha, which is 50 minutes, where Ramesha is really saying it's not 72, it's 50. We call Rabbeinu Tam as 50, even though Ramesha says, you should go for 72, but technically, Ramesha says that even Rabbeinu Tam would be at 50 minutes. That's how the calendars would come out. Again, Rav Moshe didn't like shuls or places where they bring out Shabbos too early, because it's Shalav D'Oraisa. That's why he says you have to. We go like the Vilna Gaon now in Israel, where it's really, really sunsets early. So there, most follow the Gaon. In Israel, they're davening 30 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes after Shkia is Maariv, right? They're not going 50 minutes, they're not going 72 minutes. First of all, the Gaon was. You know, the settlement there is larger that way. But also, it gets dark right away. For example, Rav Yashiv holds in Israel. You don't have the 9 minutes. It's dark so early. So the minute after Shkia, you can't say Tachnun. Period. You can't do a Hefsek Tahara. Period. If it's a minute after Shkia, right, no Shiloh what day the bris is. You got to delay it if it's Friday night, right, or anything. In general, on Shabbos, we would delay. But the Ben HaShemash is there, Rav Yashiv, if I remember correctly, with David Maariv in his house, Motzei Shabbos, like 20-something minutes after Shkia. Right? There are still people who wait 72 minutes, and there's certain Hasidic groups, but that's an anomaly. That's not the general West in America. Nobody, which is, anyways, it's later. If you look at the times, sunset, it's we're closer to Glasgow than to Jerusalem, right? It's at least 15 minutes, so I'm going to wait to 72. Okay? If anyone has any questions, I'll stay here, otherwise, we'll hold there.
I don't understand how is it possible the law was so clear to do for Chumrah, and it was such a big machloket up until Rav Moshe did set it up clearly. This is what you need to do. How is it possible that everybody did something else?
No. There's two approaches to understanding Gemara, right? Rav Moshe is telling you how we deal with these two approaches. Rabbeinu Tam has his approach, and the Gaon of Vilna and the Gra have their approach. But there are just two approaches. I'm also just saying what we do with these two approaches.
I understand, but you still have a very two different major approaches. If you go with one opinion, you're suffering from Shabbat.
Yeah, I agree.
So how is it possible that they didn't concern about? It's not.
They're always placed over because my question is those who pass like Rabbeinu Tam or the Vilna Gaon only. They went like they held that way. That this is how you learn it.